This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. French President Emmanuel Macron tested positive for COVID-19 on Thursday. He and two other leaders with whom he potentially had conflict are self-isolating. Macron's office said he was tested after the onset of the first symptoms and will self-isolate for 7 days. The French president had attended an EU summit in Brussels last week and also on Monday was present at an economic development conference in Paris. The president of the European Council, Charles Michel, was also present for that meeting and has entered into self-isolation, his spokesman said. And Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who was also there, is going into quarantine, according to his office. The EU will start COVID-19 inoculations on December 27th, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said. On Thursday, she tweeted that on the 27th, 28th, and 29th of December, vaccination will start across the EU. Her spokesman told journalists the rollout was conditional on the European Medicines Agency authorizing the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine when it meets on Monday. Britain and the United States are already inoculating people with that vaccine under emergency national authorizations. The EU is carrying out a coordinated vaccination program across its 27 member states to ensure fair access to doses. Contracts have been sealed with 7 suppliers of potential vaccines. A group of Sicilian fishermen held in Libya since September have been released, Italy's prime minister said Thursday, after visiting Benghazi to welcome them personally. The 18 men detained for more than 3 months. They were allegedly fishing in Libyan territorial waters and allegedly entered a military zone that's controlled by strongman Khalifa Haftar, who controls Benghazi and is waging a war against the UN-recognized government in the country's west. This is VOA News. Russia was banned Thursday from using its name, flag, and anthem at the next two Olympics or at any world championships for the next 2 years. The Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling also blocked Russia from bidding to host major sporting events for 2 years. Russian athletes and teams will still be allowed to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing, as well as world championships, including the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, if they are not implicated in doping or covering up positive tests. The punishments are less than the 4-year ban the World Anti-Doping Agency had proposed. A French court has convicted 14 people as accomplices in connection with the January 2015 attacks on the Charles Hebdo satirical magazine and a Jewish supermarket in Paris. The Paris trial began in September with 14 alleged associates of the jihadist terrorists facing charges of allegedly helping them carry out several attacks. The attacks at Charles Hebdo's offices was the first in a series of attacks over 3 days in January of 2015, marking the beginning of a surge in violence by the Islamic State in Europe. Authorities in Fiji warn residents in coastal areas to move to higher grounds as a Category 5 cyclone heads towards the South Pacific nation. Tropical cyclone Yasa is expected to hit the country's two main islands late Thursday or early Friday. Stores were closed and streets were empty in Suva. The country announced a nationwide curfew to take effect on Thursday. 10 U.S. states have brought a lawsuit against Google, accusing the search giant of anti-competitive conduct in the online advertising industry, including a deal to manipulate sales with rival Facebook. Google is calling the suit meritless and says the price of online advertising has fallen over the last decade. Chinese state media says a lunar probe containing the first samples of moon rocks and soil since the moon missions of the 1970s has returned to Earth. The samples are the first gathered for a study on Earth since the Soviet Union's Luna 24 mission in 1976. Scientists hope the samples will help them learn about the moon's origins, its formation, and volcanic surface activity. A vigil was held in Caracas for those killed and who remain missing after two boats carrying 40 migrants disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago off the eastern coast of Venezuela. Those on board were attempting to reach the Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago, which is a 2.5-hour ferry ride away. At least 23 people died in the attempt in early December, and more than a dozen are missing. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.